On this third Sunday of Easter, we hear yet another of the appearances of our Lord to his apostles following the resurrection. And every time Jesus appears after he's risen from the dead, the first words that he speaks are a greeting of peace. He says, "Peace be with you." Why? Why does Jesus offer this peace? Well, in tonight's gospel, we heard because his apostles were afraid. They didn't know what all of this meant. They didn't know what the resurrection was. It was a concept that was totally foreign to them. Perhaps they thought that Jesus was there to get revenge, on those who had turned their backs on him during the Passion. They simply didn't know what was going on. And when we don't know what's going on, usually as human beings, we're afraid. But after his greeting of peace, they begin to see that they're not in trouble, that something wonderful is going on here. And St. Luke captures that with a very interesting phrase. He says, they were incredulous for joy. Those are two words that are not often put together. Incredulous meaning doubtful, uncertain, unsure. They were still all of that, but yet they were moving towards joy. They were understanding that something was going on here. And then Jesus eats a piece of fish with them to prove that he's not a ghost, that it's really him. His body is not a resuscitated corpse, but he has truly been glorified. He explains to them all that had been written about him in the prophets and how it was now fulfilled. So, what does this mean for us? What does this resurrection of Jesus have to do with our lives? The first thing I think it has to do with us is to remember that the resurrection was a real event. That after his crucifixion, on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. And over the course of 40 days, he appeared to his followers before he ascended to heaven. Many people today don't believe in the resurrection. There are some Christians who don't believe in the resurrection. They think it was sort of a coping mechanism that the early church came up with. But that's not the biblical evidence. We have these appearance stories, but we also have the preaching of the early church in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. St. Peter says that he is an eyewitness that Jesus has risen from the dead. Christianity would have come to nothing had Jesus not risen from the dead. Who would have followed an obscure Jew who was crucified by the Romans if there wasn't something more going on? St. Paul says that without the resurrection, we are the most pitiable of creatures. The second reason why the resurrection is so important is because just as it was a real event in the life of Jesus, it will be a real event in our lives as well. Every Sunday when we pray the Creed, we say that I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Each of us is made in the image and likeness of God. When we were conceived in our mother's womb, God breathed his life into us, which we call our soul. And so the body and the soul form an integral unity. Each one affects the other. This unity of body and soul will continue until the moment of our death, when our bodies and souls are separated. At the moment of our death, our souls will be judged by God, and our soul will be either in heaven, in purgatory, or in hell. Our bodies are placed in the ground, and they await the last day. They await the resurrection. They await what happened to Jesus. God has that in mind for each and every one of us. That's what we say we look forward to when we say the Creed. Our bodies will rise from the grave and be reunited with our souls, and they will be an integral unity, body and soul, in heaven or in hell. And so the last reason why the resurrection is important to the lives that we live is that what we do in our bodies matters. Our bodies are important. And I'm not speaking here just of eating right and keeping proper hygiene and all of those sorts of things. What I mean here really is that the choices that we make, the moral code we keep or fail to keep, has an eternal consequence. Many people think of Christianity and the Catholic Church as being sort of the proverbial party pooper, always taking the fun out of everything. But there's a reason why Christians follow a certain moral code and why the church teaches as it does. Because the choices that we make will determine how we spend eternity. They have consequences in this life as well, but they also have eternal consequences. So, you know, when we roll over and go back to sleep on Sunday morning, or we freely choose not to go to Mass on Sunday because we want to do something else, that has an eternal consequence. When we are unfaithful in our marriage, either in body or in spirit, that has an eternal consequence. When we use means of artificial contraception in marriage, that is a choice that has eternal consequences. It matters because the state of our souls at the time of our death determines whether we are ready for an eternity with God, or if we, by our choices, have turned our back on God and will be separated from Him forever. It's the goal of each of our lives that on the day of resurrection from the dead, our bodies and souls will be reunited and will be in heaven together. That's why we were made. That's why God created us, to be with Him forever, body and soul in heaven. But the choices that we make now will determine that destiny. God is not the supreme rubber stamp, like He's just sort of passing people through, that it doesn't really matter. God respects our free will too much to do that. God respects our intelligence and the free will that He gave us so that He abides by our choices. The choices we make to follow Him or the choices we make to turn away from Him. My friend St. John tells us in today's second reading that Jesus offered Himself as expiation for our sins and those of the whole world. St. Peter told us to repent and be converted. Jesus died on the cross so that we can live our lives right now by the power of His grace, and so that we can be forever in heaven with God, body and soul. Remember that the greeting of the risen Jesus is always a greeting of peace. There's no revenge, there's no other motivation, but simply an invitation to live in friendship with Him. Jesus offers us today in this Mass that greeting of friendship, peace be with you. And He gives us an invitation to live in friendship with Him, to live our lives more and more each day in union with Him.